command that quote-unquote knowledge. So you are two-part. Then, you will notice something amazing. Please read it.
This thorn-eating existence is a camel, and upon this camel one born of Mustafa is mounted. O camel, on thy back is a bale of roses, from the perfume of which 100 rosaries grow within thee.
Means what? First of all, did you notice that he's talking to the camel? He says, you are two-part. The camel and that the spirit one. Oh, you camel! Because you listen with your intelligent, and you should realize that this is a part of the camel. It's not that we are talking about your wit to be the good one of you, or the intelligent one, or even the genius one. We're talking about the breath and the camel. So, oh, you camel, you should notice what you are carrying. What you are carrying is what?
Thy inclination is towards thorn bush. You're carrying 100 bales. You're carrying bales of roses on your back.
Bales of roses. Imagine, first you will describe it that, okay, you are a combination of a camel and the descendant of that Mustafa. We could call him the descendant of the Muhammad. Second, he will change it not to one rose. That's the point. The one you're carrying is not you only, because that the spirit is not even personal. It's in a way borrowed. Because the life, where is the life? Life is in this, or this is in life? Which one is correct? You tell me.
This is in life.
This is in my life. I could cut it, throw it away, I'm alive, life is here. That piece is dead, right? Go piece by piece. Everything is submerged in a magical stuff. We don't know what it is. Let's be honest, we don't. Up to now, we don't. The day that we discovered, okay, for the moment we don't know what it is, but we know it's a magical stuff that is governing all the relationships and functions of this machine, right? So, this magical stuff, is it mine? Could it be mine? I'm submerged in it. How could it be mine? This is the way later we discover the feeling. When you're feeling about your heart will change, suddenly a gate will open for you. That's when you succeed to open the window of your heart. To understand that life is not mine. I'm submerged in life. As long as I'm in that magical portion, I'm alive. That magical portion vanishes, suddenly I'm a cadaver. What about you? What is the difference between that magical portion I'm submerged in or Guli is submerged in? Could you say there is two different ones? There is two different life? Or is the same stuff? But because I own this and my imagination is limited to this and my skin, my personality, then I learned the ownership. Do you remember how we learned the ownership? Yeah, we were beating the other animals surrounding us in the herd. We became powerful, everything was mine. That's the basis of capitalism, ownership. So the ownership, the there's something else here. He opened the gate to something bizarre. Why? Because he was talking about a difficult subject. Do you remember the subject of the parrot was difficult? Even now you have difficulties with the ending of it. Because the solution to parrot is death. And you don't get it. The only relaxation you have is, okay, the parrot came back to life, so. But it's death. It's complicated. Love is complicated. Because, do you know why the subject of love is very complicated? Extremely complicated. Because everybody talks about it. And we have so many different funny illusions about heart and love. Said, have you ever seen someone to confess to you that I don't know what love is? No one. Everybody knows what love is. Everybody talks about love. And everything is related to love. Even when I convince you to go and kick some people over there because I want to sell them guns in black market, ten times more expensive. I will tell you, go and do it for the love of your country, for the love of your party and things like that. So we use the word of love, the concept of love, for everything. And everybody knows about it. The problem is, this is the most delicate subject that only a few people know about it. Who? The people with the windows of the heart open. The people who have lost that sense of egocentrism. So they see it. He was talking about that subject. So the parrot died and everything is good. Rumi started to talk about something else. And he will go on. We have a couple of sessions talking about related subjects to love, because Rumi knows when you want to explain a subject, the best thing is to explain it as short as you can. Then talk about the difficulties of understanding the subject, because that will lead the learner to go and make the corrections. This is what he's doing. In this paragraph, you see, in a couple of verses, he started to talk about one magical stuff, that a little piece of it could turn the earth to sun. What was that? Not only last time we talked about it, even today I talked about it. What is it? Because somebody in you doesn't like that idea. Doesn't like that idea to be kept. He talks about it. What is it? The moment. Why don't you like the moment? No, because that ego of you, me, is hysterical, isn't it? When I ask you, who are you? You start to bring the history. You bring the past. Okay, do you believe in regret? In trying to change? If I regret whatever I have done, suddenly I open my eyes. This is, Naomi, you ask me, who are you? Is that passé that I forgot and I want to change matter in me? But look around, that's how we fool each other, because we believe we are historical being. How do you manage to remain racist or nationalist or whatever is there? History, right? Okay. And historical existence is real, is logical, and you learn about it everywhere. That's the rule, okay. But don't forget, here we're talking about the exceptions.